My knee-jerk reaction to the children in this portrait is that I want to stop them coming to any harm. Hogarth, I think, certainly spells out to us that they are vulnerable children. The ripe fruit and the freshly picked flowers and the clock with its scythe carrying Cupid on top and the storm in the painted picture, all these things suggest that the perfection of this moment, which we see in the children's faces, in their skin, in their clothes and in their hair, and in the mood, in their mood, that perfection will eventually be destroyed by time. But even this moment itself is threatened. That baby, desperate for the cherries, is bound to totter to his feet and come crashing down on that elegant but impractical dove on the handle of the buggy. And the cat, every detail of that face has been so carefully observed, and especially perhaps those ears straining forward in anticipation of a meal to come. That cat is going to go for the terrified goldfinch, and the boy, Richard Robert, will surely drop the bird organ and rush to save his pet bird. Chaos will reign, but maybe I'm most disturbed by the fact that Hogarth's dark predictions were not just based on fashionable thoughts about childhood needing to be enjoyed or sentiment. By the time this painting was finished, the baby, Thomas, at less than 2 years old, was already dead.